Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we've all understood what you've been saying the last week, week and a half. You know, these guys got to get through it. They got to play through it and everything, but it's not working. I mean, this was the worst thing that's ever been. The turnovers, the outnumbers. Isn't there something more you can do as a coach?
There is, absolutely, Paul. You do more every day based on the situation. They're not quite sure. There was a long question there, but we will get through this. We'll get through it. There's no doubt. I can stand here with no doubt and tell you we will get through this. I have been through much more difficult and challenging situations as a coach. We will get through this. What completely makes, confident in that.
I guess I apologize for interrupting you there. What makes you think that you can turn them around mentally? Because right now it seems like every play they make, they're expecting to make a mistake, and it often happens that way, especially when they're handling the puck.
I agree with what you're saying. They're absolutely pressing. They're playing with a lot of anxiety. I will say we are, as a team, playing with anxiety. It's the first time for lots of guys they've been in the positions they're at and feeling the pressure. And you're seeing players and a group not handling the pressure the right way. They're challenged to keep and do simple things because of pressure. You look at our team through the year. We've been in lots of situations. We know we have a good team. We know we have a team with skill and capable team. This is what happens when your first goes with pressure, and we struggle to make simple plays. It's not system breakdowns. It's pressure and feeling pressure of mistakes. Fearing mistakes. I think if you look at it, the younger guys, even tonight, you look at Quinner, JJ, Cuzzy, they were probably three that played fearless. They probably handled the puck better. They probably made plays better. They didn't carry anxiety. The older players that feel more responsible, they feel they should do more. Every possession, they press. They try to make the perfect play. You could see it before it happened, the start of the game. We had multiple opportunities to create a shot in the offensive zone. We forewent them, and we weren't even moving to set up a shot. We were looking for another pass. It's a false sense of confidence. I'm not saying our guys shouldn't be confident, but when you're trying to go through coverage and foregoing setting a shot, you're in the offensive zone and you're looking for complex things. You lose track of what's simple. How to set up a shot, which is stress on the other team. When you're trying to set up a play, it's stress. It's going to end up being stress on yourself, and then that's going to compound and complicate. And because we're in a series of it, the last few games, it'll compound faster. And so we will get through this. Like I said, it's not. You know what I walked into. We'll get through this. We will. It will be better. You know, you have to have the ability to keep things in the game simple. And that's what we're going to learn through this, how to keep it simple. You just need to get through the neutral zone. You don't need to make a perfect play through the neutral zone. You just need to get depth. You don't need to make a play through sticks to get it. So the resolve is you'll learn to keep the game simpler. You'll learn a greater respect for how to keep the game simple, and it'll be situational awareness. When you have a team that's a growing team, that's what they have to learn: situational awareness, how to keep the game simple, how to wear on the other team. We're doing things that will wear on ourselves through the course of a game. Like I said, trying to pass through a stick, trying to pass the puck into the net, and pass up shots in the process. Those will come back and compound your issues. So for us, this is a big, big learning moment. And we have the attention. We know we have to pay attention to those types of details. We as coaches can present that to them. We will, and I stand here with conviction, knowing that we will be better through this.
You called the timeout, you know, for obvious reasons, but what did you see in your guys at that moment? Do you sense the doubt? Were they listening? What was your sense in that timeout?
You're going to have doubt. It's not unnatural to have doubt. Who wants to go in front of a crowd and they care? They have pride. If they didn't care, you know, we would probably be in less of a situation than this. They wouldn't care. It affects them. Everything affects them. Puck going in their net affects them. They feel like they let people down. So they're not within themselves. They're not focused. And so, you know, so obviously the position I'm in is a leadership position. So you can lead. You got to help them get through it. You got to give them the confidence that they're going to get through it. And I can't give them the confidence if I can't give them the clarity. And I don't have, we will get the clarity. They will get it. That was how we got to where we were. And it'll happen. But I don't know that this was preventable. It could be, sure, certainly we have some injuries. But we still are a young team that when I watched film 3 months ago, I know they need to develop. We need to develop. We need to get better. So in awareness of those details, like I said, when you win, it's harder to coach when you win because teams don't have to pay attention to details. They can outscore their mistakes. We outscored some mistakes this year, and now we're obviously not doing that, but now we're fearing mistakes. We're noticing mistakes, and there's a form of paralysis that comes in there. There's a trauma that comes in there, and so this to me, you know, I've stood here many days frustrated. Lack of effort, lack of compete frustrates me. We're in a stage of a little bit of paralysis. And so, you know, like I said, we'll gain clarity through this. We'll become better through this, and we'll compete harder.
Did you consider
Craig? Yes. Yes, did.
Coach, you talk about the different emotions during this press conference. What is it going to take to give this team the razor's edge on defense that it needs so desperately?
First of all, if you're anxious in a game and you're forcing plays, you're not going to be good on defense. Just that's an automatic. So, you know, the more you press, the more pain you're going to feel on the defending end because you're pressing. So that's what I'll say to that.
Craig is a veteran, obviously. Is he the type when he gets pulled? Does he just leave it alone? Does he say something to you? Or does he just sit down and leave it alone and let's say, let's play?
He's a pro. And I talked to him right after, and I talked to him for quite a bit after. And it was very, you know, he and I are close, and we're close with him as a coach. And so, yes, we talked about it and conversed on it. And I have a lot of respect for him, and he knows I have a lot of respect for him. But yeah, we talked to it. You're contemplating from four on, and then you're battling, you know, is it the right to put the next guy in? Is he want to battle through more? And so it's without question, it's on my mind at that point. My conversation was with him on that, and that'll stay between he and I.
What about Luukkonen? I mean, he came in. He had to face some real tough chances too, and he seemed to be up for it. I mean, you have to be pleased with what you saw with him.
Absolutely, and that's the other side of it. If we're playing with this anxiety, do we want to put the second guy in that? And that is a factor, that's a component of a decision you're making there. There's, you know, there's two sides and multiple sides, I guess. So, but I was very happy with Thupi. Thupi looked great in there. So, thought he came in and did well.
Coach, with a young team, 21 games in 32 days, how do you exactly keep them in it? How do you keep them in it? How do you keep them motivated? How do you keep them focused? I mean, you guys.
Well, I mean, they love the game, so they want to play. You know, but then, so I don't think motivation is the problem. I mean, these guys aren't going to sleep very well. They care. They want to do right. So there's no motivation issue. You know, again, it's you've got a lot of guys pressing. We've watched these guys perform on instinctive, intuitive sense, and everybody that's familiar with them sees they're playing tight. And the margin for that is it's advantage other team when you're that tight. You worry about repercussions. This is a tough business when you're worried about that.
How do you make sure that being in this position for the first time and having negative results like this, like that it doesn't become negative experience for these guys, I guess?
They believe. They know they're better than this. They know it. They know they're more capable than this. So, you know, again, clarity is to bring clarity to why. Again, simple. Being able to make and find a simple play, and I'll use just the same visual of create a shot instead of a perfect goal when you're in the offensive zone. Instead of worried about trying to get through the neutral zone perfect, let's just try to get depth into the offensive zone. Simplify first your mind and then tack. And again, we can bring that clarity to them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.